trauma recovery. This therapeutic session will allow you the experience of changing your sensitivity to the situation that has been causing you pain, so that trauma will not rob you of your emotional stability and happiness. Bear in mind that your treatment demands your courage, determination, continued practice of coping skills, and the support of other people who care for you, be it a family member, teacher, friend, or therapist. Now, here is your opportunity to begin healing. Be in a safe, quiet place and in a comfortable seated position. Close your eyes to shut out all distractions. Keeping your shoulders motionless, take a deep breath in through your nostrils. Your abdomen and chest must rise as you fill your lungs with air. Exhale slowly through your mouth, allowing your abdomen and the chest to fall to your back. Take another deep breath in through your nostrils. Blow out slowly through your mouth. Remember to keep your shoulders motionless throughout. Take another deep breath in and blow out slowly at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take another deep breath and hold it for 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now let it out at once. Breathe in and hold it for 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let it out gradually at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time, take a deep breath and hold it for 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blow out slowly at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At your pace, take 2 more breaths and relax. Continue breathing deeply to stay relaxed throughout this session. At this point, you need to tell yourself that it is a fact of life that bad things do happen to good people who refuse to be negative. Instead, they are positive in their attitudes. They choose to have hope beyond the crisis, and they use the strategies to overcome the difficulties. Now, you say to yourself, I am a good person and I choose to think positively and have hope. I am a good person and I choose to think positively and have hope. Again, I am a good person and I choose to think positively and have hope. Further, tell yourself, a horrible thing happened to me, but I am learning new coping methods that will change my outlook and the outcome of my traumatic experience. Again, a horrible thing happened to me, but I am learning new coping methods that will change my outlook and the outcome of my traumatic experience. Remember to breathe deeply. Now, think about your trauma or painful experience and identify the difficulties without trying to relive it. see God in the experience? Do you see that God suffered with you? And do you see that there is no need to blame yourself or another person? During your difficult experience, what thought gave you reason and the strength to continue the struggle for survival? The thought may be that I am alive. My child needs me. I want to fulfill a specific dream. God's promises are true and I can trust Him in my darkest hour. Now, you know that you can use this thought to continue living, be self-fulfilled, and to be happy. Keeping that special thought in mind, imagine yourself in an alternative healing experience, being in a safe place, comfortable, at peace, having fun, laughing, relaxing, forgiving yourself and others, enjoying healthy relationships, and enjoying the beautiful scenery, aromas, sounds, and even the taste of delicious food. Thank you. Breathe deeply. Now, realize that you are no longer in the traumatic situation and that you do not need to be fearful, angry, frustrated, or depressed. Instead, you need to fight back with thoughts of the imagined alternative experience that will lead you to a better emotional place than you were in before this session. Affirm that I am determined to fight back and not to be distressed by the trauma I experienced. Now, say aloud, I am determined to fight back and not to be distressed by the trauma I experienced. Repeat. I am determined to fight back and not to be distressed by the trauma I experienced. One more time, say. I am determined to fight back and not to be distressed by the trauma I experienced. Now, say it three more times. Is a one sentence mantra that will guide your ability to fight back with new thoughts. You can say, I refuse to be robbed of my happy, successful future by holding on to my past hurts. Now, say aloud, with deep conviction, I refuse to be robbed of my happy, successful future by holding on to my past hurts. Again, I refuse refuse to be robbed of my happy, successful future by holding on to my past hurts. One more time. I refuse to be robbed of my happy, successful future by holding on to my past hurts. Now, say it three more times while breathing deeply. As you take this mantra with you, it is important that you know how you will continue to live. Then, what strengths do you have that will help you be a secure, happy, and a successful person? Examples of strengths are patience, self-control, forgiveness, confidence, resilience, optimism, and faith in God. You need a support person to help you on your journey, to encourage you and give you guidance. This should be someone you respect and will listen to. So, who will be your support person or persons, and how can they give support? You will open your eyes in the next few seconds. When you do, be confident that with God's help, you are overcoming your traumatic experience. Repeat this exercise under the Attitude Behavior Change activity several times until you see the change you desire. Should you get flashbacks and nightmares, stop and imagine the alternative experience. Do deep breathing and try to relax. Remember to take care of your health. Practice positive self-talk and self-regulation, and engage in stress management activities. Get ready to open your eyes in the next 10 seconds. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes and relax. Now, spend some time journaling your mantra and your experience during this session.